2016. Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Carney.
Here.
Chairman Shad.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll move that we waive the reading of the minutes held on March 22nd, 2018.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
No.
Approval.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Approval of the minutes?
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries.
Reports. Legal. ABO best practices discussion.
All right. I have a couple things to hand out to you. Commissioner Shad, I know you...
Give them to Trish.
Yeah. One for each of the commissioners and for the secretary. You already have one.
I have one, and I left it on my desk.
Okay. No, no, he has to have one for the meeting. You have to have one for the meeting. Just we'll collect your other one that's in your office for the staff. All right, and then I have this to hand out to everybody as well. We've had some discussion as to, and as we will discuss during governance, some issues as to what is the role of the board and the audit committee. I've given you here a section of the public authorities law, section 2824. Yeah, it is not part of our enabling statute. It's part of the general statutes that applies to all public authorities. So it's not geared specifically to the Erie County Water Authority, but is under the public authorities law, and this relates to all public authorities. In paragraph 1, in subdivision B, one of the duties of the board in general, the board, is to understand, review, and monitor and implement the fundamental financial and management controls and operational decisions of the authority. How do you do that? Well, when you look to paragraph 4, it talks about that you must establish an audit committee. And in the audit committee, it tells you, it broadly defines what your functions are of the audit committee. You hire the certified independent accounting firm. You establish what the compensation is going to be. But you're supposed to provide direct oversight of the performance of the independent audit performed by the accounting firm hired for that purpose. I also, and then number 6 is one final thing, which is members of the audit committee shall be familiar with their corporate financial and accounting practices. In this binder I've given you, and this is, we're going to be using this binder a lot during our governance committee, but it will be used occasionally with audit, but mostly in governance. Tab 22 and 24 basically sets forth ABO's understanding or guidance to all public authorities as to what an audit committee should do and their function. And the main function as the ABO, and I agree with it, it's consistent with this provision, is that you are to develop the internal controls, the internal audit controls for the organization. It can't be delegated to, you know, to your controller. It can't be delegated to your CFO. You have to develop that. You have to set forth, because you are the watchdog of the monies that flow in and out of this place. So one of the things on your audit committee is you need to be guided by your CFO. You need to be guided by your controller on this. But ultimately, the buck stops with you when it comes to the designing of those internal controls. So you will see in the model policy that the audit committee has to meet twice a year. Okay? Right now, one of the things that you do, you have a treasurer who are signing checks, and that treasurer is, you know, signing the checks and looking at the, you know, the history before they sign the check, that here's why we're paying a check, and is looking at that. That's one person of this. If that's going to be the control, then you're going to have that clearly set in your guidelines. You also get some you're authorizing at your board meetings, not through the audit committee, what can be paid and also reviewing what has already been paid. This was something that was discussed in this draft report that we're going to deal with. But I think it's time for us to kind of look at those policies and review those policies, look into what the ABO is guiding organizations like us of how what those kind of policy, and you need to listen to the people internally, your CFO Bob and Karen, as to how do we tweak those policies, but knowing that ultimately you are responsible, you know, for money flowing in and flowing out of this place. And you can't, and that's one of the most important responsibilities you have, because if you don't have sufficient controls and something happens, the buck stops with you. In fact, I think we've seen from what the ABO is writing, everything. You're responsible for everything that is under your charge. The buck stops with you. So I just wanted to point those things so that you can look that over. You can look over those provisions. It's again tab 22 and 24, and that should guide our operations of the audit committee moving forward. And once again, we're going to have to look at those. They gave you a model as to of what is the model code or for the audit committee, the internal protocols that we should have. We can start that as a starting place, build upon that, but we have to start looking at our policies and reviewing them to see if they really meet the standards that we should have as a public authority.
My sense is that we ought to, you know, continue this discussion in governance, because I think that we're going to have staff mm-hmm. involved in reviews. Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate the work you did to put this together. Commissioners, do you have anything else to add?
No.
I have nothing further.
Communication and bills, we have none. Unfinished business, we have none. New business, we have none. Adjourned.
I move to adjourn.
Second. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Finance Committee, you're